Good day, friends. Welcome to Coffee Break. This is Dr. Michelle Alignay. Isang magandang hapon, magandang gabi, magandang araw sa inyong lahat at lahat tayo. We know that we are all beautiful in our own right. So, I am tired today. Are you acknowledging that you are tired? But I'm pretty excited about the topic that we're going to discuss. It's about self-care during this stress. Alam nyo, itong mga nakaraang araw sa buhay ko, itong mga nakaraang linggo, it's totally way, way, way different from any other. Parang as I move forward in preparing for the book launch of my new book, You Can Care For You, The Soul and Science of Self-Care, talking about self-care has never been so powerful. Talking about self-care has bring me new depth, meaning, and even hugot on what I know, what I live, and how what I feel about it, and how I lived it. Kasi totoong ang challenging ng mga bagay. So I thought of that. This is our you can care for you series that we started in preparation for my book launch this coming August 31. But I realized that para akong iniikot at pinipiga. But that gives me a new sense of meaning and a deeper perception and even deeper experience and appreciation for self-care. So for those of you who are here, let's talk about self-care during this stress. We do self-care not only pagod ako, I'm so stressed. It's not that. It's a given already. It's a given already that after, you know, doing lots of work, producing an output, of course, we would like to take care of ourselves. Ang tanong ko dito sa inyo, sa mga nakikinig na ngayon, here in Coffee Break, under my Michelle Alignay page in Facebook, and also in YouTube, at the same time, our friends from Feast TV and our friends from Facebooks, yeah. Tell me where you're watching from. Tell me kailan ka nagsi-self-care? I would like to ask that question, friends. Kailan kayo nagsi-self-care? Yan. That is a very good question to ask yourself. Kailan ka ba talaga ka nagsi-self-care? Kailan mo siya kailangan? Kailan mo ka gagawin? Pag-feel mo lang. Yan. Pag-feel mo lang ba? Or many people, I realized that they only start taking care of themselves when they get sick already. Pag nagkasakit lang sila at sakala lang nila ma-realize na ay importante palang alagaan yung sarili ko. Well, it happened to me because when I had a breast cyst extraction before, the more that self-care becomes much stronger and the more that I find the value in it. So other people only do self-care when they have time. Ito ka ba? Mamaya na yan pag may time ako. Yan. So, kailan ka nagsi-self-care? Put it here in the chat. Put it here in the comment section. Kailan ka nagsi-self-care? And does it work that you only do it when you want to? So, that is what I'm going to unpack with you. Gusto kong makita yung mga sagot nyo kung kailan kayo nagsi-self-care. Kailan ba ito yung, kailan ka tinatawag ng katawan mo para mag-self-care ka? So if you'll go back to our topics the past 2 weeks, we started talking about showing up for self-care. Another is that we talk about self-care and our well-being, and for our well-being, and then now we're talking about self-care during distress. So meron dito nagigilty na kapag may time lang or may nagayaya. Oo nga. E paano kung walang mag-aya? Paano kung walang oras? At kailangan mo, what will happen to you? This is a very good thing to think about, right? So I would like you to take note that, well, kailan ko to sisimulan? Kailan ko to consistently gagawin? So somebody saying, kagigising ko lang since night shift. I'm doing it every day. Before, I thought kapag stressed lang or kapag need talaga. Pero noon, na-depress ako and all. Na-realize ko every day pala need. Very good, Shena. Catherine. Hello, Catherine. Pag may chance lang maka-escape sa daily chores and work. Nako, Itong tanong ko sa'yo, what if you don't have a chance to escape from daily work and chores? Will you still do it? Hey, Lizelle, nag-self-care ako pag nararamdaman ko ng pagod ako, pag nakaramdam ako ng lungkot. So, paano kung masaya ka? Hindi ka rin mag-self-care? Nako, ang ganda nitong discussion natin. Pagpagoda na, ayan, may nagsabi, pagpagoda na. Well, it is true. Tell me, friends, what really happens to your, when do you, honestly, kailan nyo ginagawa? Or nagagawa nyo ba ng priority? Do you prioritize it? Do you really take time to do it? So, the irony of things, look at the irony of life, is that the more stress we have, the more self-care is harder. Tama? Diba? The more stressful situation, the more stress we encounter in our own situations, the more loaded we are at work, at home, when we're every day more, so I feel overwhelmed. Hi, sis Christina. And then, Doc, napagod ako. I made it a point to escape on a daily basis. Okay, I like your answers. But the irony, as I'm saying, is that the more stress we have, the more self-care is harder. Tama ba? The more na tayo dumadagdag yung alalahanin sa buhay, our concerns, our problems, and sometimes even being in a crisis situation, the more that we are in the middle of it, the more it becomes harder for us. And the more it becomes harder for us. Pero hindi niyo po ba napansin? Hindi niyo po ba napansin? Like, when we encounter toxic stress, for example, we have a very big crisis situation at home. We have a big, you know, this is a very stressful situation in a project that you're doing for your work. You're spending sleepless nights for it. Another is that when family problems and relationship problems happen, diba sabi nga, nakakapayat yun. And then, crisis situation, and then when there's death, and then when there's sickness in the family, like what I encountered. We went through COVID nitong July, and then nakaka-recover pa lang kami. There's death in our immediate family, and also somebody in the family needs to be hospitalized. So, but non-COVID related na yung death and yung hospitalization of one of our family members. So, honestly, that's where I am now. After this live, I need to do some errands and to fulfill some duties that I need to do. Yesterday, I need to show up for a talk that I give for a corporation that I do that. I do organizational well-being sessions. If you are interested, let me know. But before that, in the morning, we need to have the interment of our family member that we are on top of. So, parang wow. Sabi ko nga, this, my reflection was, Lord, ba't naman sabay-sabay? And on top of that, we're still trying to do the last minute check for the book that I am launching. Chinek-check namin yung paging, yung edits, lahat, pinupulido namin. And everything is happening. And I still have to bring my kids, send them to on-site school this week. And plus, I have a class to teach. I teach in the graduate school of Miriam College. Ay, hindi naman marami. That's why I'm just so thankful for people praying for me. And I'm just so thankful also that you have friends sending good food. So I don't need to think about that because really I need the extra hands that I can. I know that my situation is not unique. At one point in our lives, in your lives, you've encountered something similar to this. Yung hindi mo na alam kung saan isasaksak yung sarili mo, hindi mo na alam kung ano uunahin. Because really, this is actually the distress that I'm speaking about. So you know what happens when a family goes through loss, grief, and of course, death. Hindi siya madali. Hindi siya madali, especially if you're on top of everything. So you have to be there. What do you call this? You have to have that clear mental mindset to be in command. But you have to have, you know that you still need to grieve also. Pero you need to have, you be in touch with your emotions so that you will just not be flooded. So during severe, excessive experience of stress, ang tanong ko sa inyo, if napagdaanan na natin to sa, at one point in your life, what happens to us? What happens to us? What's our tendencies as humans, as individuals? What happens to us when we are encountering excessive, severe, extraordinary, super duper distressing situations in our lives. So one of the things that really happened, our physiology is affected, both our physical body and of course the physiology, the inside of our body, it becomes too compressed. So there's compression, and because of that compression in our bodies, we become very reactive. Ang reactive that I'm talking about is, remember that the body's stress response, the natural stress response of the body during stress, is actually to have the fight, freeze, or flight scenario. So ang tendency natin is really, but when we see a threat, we become very reactive. And having said that, that is why somebody said here, negative na iniisip, because when we are stressed and it comes, when we are stressed, when we encounter an unpleasant experience, there is such thing called the negative interpretation bias, the negativity bias. Negativity bias, marami tayong nakikitang mali. Mas nakikita natin yung mga mas makakatagdag stress. Kaya di ba hindi nyo napansin, pag tayo stressed na, parang nadadagdagan lalo. Yes, because of the negativity bias. And so we become more reactive. And because we become more reactive, the body becomes compressed also. Ang tendency rin natin when we are in distress is that we become overthinkers. And when we become overthinkers, we lack sleep. Nagkukulang naman tayo ng tulog. Hindi ba? Kaya iba nagkaka-insomnia. And somebody saying, may mga repressed emotions rin kasi na need to function better. Yes. And during a very difficult time, we need to learn how to actually be in tune with our emotions. But sometimes nakakalimutan natin yun. Sa dami nang iniisip, sa dami nang dapat gawin, sa dami nang mag-message sa'yo, sa dami namang kailangan mong asikasuhin, medyo kinukulangan tayo. So, also, because of this, there's erratic eating. Like, for example, for me, I have to make sure that I have vegetables and good food in my diet. Pero, because of the ups and downs, the erratic schedule that we have, we just eat what we can and nobody will prepare for us. So, di ba, nagkakaroon ng disruption. Kasama na din yung disruption in home routines, uuwi ng gabi, gigising na very early in the morning, yung mga usual mong ginagawa sa bahay, hindi mo na nagagawa. Kasi, it's really excessively different experience. And because of all this also, our body becomes, we have lower immune system. I think all of you would agree here. Bumababa yung immunity. Hindi nyo na ba napansin? When we are experiencing distress, when we're experiencing excessively difficult situations, didn't you notice that our bodies easily get sick? Mas madali tayong tinatabla ng sakit. Lalo tayong hindi matulog, pero ang gusto lang natin matulog. Lalo tayong naiipit. And we easily get sick, and the more our bodies become fatigued and emotionally exhausted. Friends, hindi nyo nakita, duktong-duktong yun. Ito yung sinasabi that our physiology affects our psychology affects our physiology. So they go both ways. So during excessive distress, it's just not the mind, but it's the body that absorbs everything that the mind can actually have. And also, You have to check. You have to check. Ano nangyari sa emosyon ko? Pinapakinggan ko pa ba yung sarili ko? Nakakaupo pa ako? So you have to check that. So you have to check that. You have to learn that you need to learn to do proper self-care. You have to check, di ba, sinasabi nga, desperate times need desperate measures. Have you heard of that? Desperate times need desperate measures. Well, some of you answered earlier that what happens to them when they have self-care is kung meron lang mag-aya. You're doing it every day, very good. Pag may chance to escape, pag nararamdaman na yung pagod, pag nakakaramdam ng lungkot, pag may sakit at pagod na, every day when you feel overwhelmed, So my question here, friends, what if there is a day that there's just too much and you did not have the right investment in yourself? Hindi mo pinuno ng good energy yung sarili mo. Hindi po pinuno ng pag-aalaga. Hindi mo inangat, hindi mo in-uplift. You did not recharge yourself. Look at your body and your being like a mobile phone. Like, lumabas ka ng bahay, sa dami ng gagawin, lobat ka na. Walang, naiwan mo yung maybe your power bank at wala kang makapag-charge. But there's an emergency that happened and you need to actually do something. So what will happen to you? That's exactly why you need self-care. It's a daily, continuous choice for you to sit down, for you to recharge. So anong gagawin nyo? You have to attend my book launch or you have to wait for my book, You Can Care For You, because lahat nun, ikikwento ko dun sa librong yun. But I would like us to operate and still reflect on here. Desperate times need desperate measure. Kaya ang dami natin na binibigay. Kaya ang dami natin na gustong, na because when we are encountering excessive stress, many times it's not about us. Many times it's about other people. Tama ba? For example, you're working in school or you're a mom, like she, the sharing of Sheena here. You just cannot include self-care in your system because work demands and life demands. Madami. But don't be guilty if you cannot. That's why I am doing this. For you to realize that, hey, I need to do it. I need to do this. I am taking care of too many things. I am trying to feed my family. I'm trying to make a living. I'm trying to support people at work, people in my ministry, the people around me. I'm trying to help out. But please, friends, it says in Matthew 22:39, love your neighbor the same way as yourself. Napaka simple. That one-liner, remember, in our faith, in the Catholic faith, that's Jesus' second commandment. The first is love God above all things. Check. But the second commandment is love your neighbor as yourself. It's good that you're giving. It's good that you are sharing. It's good that you're serving. But friends, how much of yourself do you need to give? And what if there's no longer, hindi mo na kaya. Hindi mo na kaya magbigay. Kasi ubus ka na. That's when sickness happened. Didn't you notice that's when sickness happened? That's when mental health happens. Love your neighbor as yourself, meaning the same way as you love yourself. As, A-S. It just means like. Hindi sinabi na dapat mas marami kang ibigay sa iba. You have to take care of yourself. That's why the hashtag and the title of the book I'm launching, You Can Care For You. And you need to do that to be good stewards of God's creation. What can you give other people if you yourself is already drained? Where will you get the energy? Where will you get the love? So that's why when we're serving and we're in the middle of distress, the more we become too compressed, the more everything really takes a toll on us, serving, giving, loving other people because we did not invested well in ourselves. Am I making sense, friends? Andito pa ba kayo? So I would like you to reflect about that. Are we good stewards of ourselves or are we being slaves of ourselves? You might say that, but my circumstances is this. But my challenge to you, pasukan mo yung circumstances mo. Huwag kang tumingin sa circumstances ng iba. Tingnan mo yung circumstances mo and look at what you can do to make the most out of your circumstances. What can I do during my workday? Can I take a 10-minute nap during my break so that I can recharge better? Can I just have, you know, can I just learn to do self-soothing massage for myself para in the middle of my work, kailangan ko siyang gawin? Oh, naibigay ko na recharge ko yung sarili ko. So, kung iniisip nyo na, ay, hindi naman ako makapag-exercise. Oh, instead of taking maybe a tricycle to from your house to from the gate of your subdivision to your house, why not take a walk? That's already a good movement. Instead of ordering food from fast food, ordered from trusted people na alam mo na home-cooked meals na balanced diet yung ibibigay sa'yo. So there are just so many ways and means. But the tendency nga, ito yung mali natin. Pag tayo stressed na, ang hirap na mag-isip. But you know that
That's a sign of being resilient. Resiliency is actually not just getting up amidst adversity. Resiliency needs actually us to be creative. Okay, etong nangyari, etong scenario, I'm so trapped right now. Anong pwede kong gawin? And you can think at your feet. You can decide on your feet. Because if not, the bad news, friends, are you still there? The bad news, friends, is that when distress, crisis, and difficult situations come, sorry, but no one will save us but ourselves. Baka walang kaibigan mo na mag-aya sa'yo. Baka walang magpadala ng ayuda sa bahay. Baka walang magsabi sa'yo na mukha ka ng losyang, matulog ka nga ng maayos. Alagaan mo nga yung sarili mo. Baka lahat yon walang mangyari. So anong gagawin mo? Anong mangyayari sa'yo? Pag inintay mo yung circumstances mo to be perfect, if you wait for people to look after your welfare, if you wait for your kids to grow up, if you wait for the right finances, hindi mo ba alam, libre naman yung self-care, depende lang sa hanap natin. Kaya we need to differentiate, is this being, am I being selfish? Am I being indulgent? Or is this the proper self-care? So, when do we need self-care? We need to charge ourselves on a daily basis. So, daily. First thing, I this is something that I expounded well in my book. We need it daily, friends. Kailangan natin yan araw-araw. Ito yung pinaka-simpleng self-care na magagawa nyo araw-araw. Good sleep. Pag sinabi nyo, kulang dok, dagdagan nyo pa. Ayusin yung circumstances nyo para matulog kayo ng the most, the healthiest for adults is 7 hours a day. Good sleep, good food. Good food. Food that eating food to nourish, like you eat more vegetables, wag puro pork, wag puro chicken, lalo na chicken, wag puro, hindi yan yung pag matanda na, tapos meron ka ng heart condition, saka ka mag-change yung diet, ngayon pa lang. Because we need good food to nourish, okay? So we need good food. Another is that we need proper movement. We need movement. You know, movement or exercise, being active, it's just not, we need to change how we think about it. It's just not about being fit. Movement is not about being fit. Movement, it's actually about being able to pump our system so that the good hormones will actually come out. So friends, it's not about slimming. Kung slimming yung movement na ako may 30 minutes yoga a day and then slim na ako ngayon, but I'm not. Because my body is really on the round side. But it's actually, I'm making sure that my hormones are working well and I'm still sweating because movement is actually very needed. I want you to realize that we need these things on a daily basis. And of course, proper hygiene. Kung naliligo ka ng 2 minutes, dagdagan mo pa gawin mong 5 minutes. Kung naliligo ka sa gabi before you sleep, gawin mong 10 minutes. Massage your tired bodies because you owe it to yourself. So you see, these are actually free things. It doesn't cost a cent na gawin tong mga bagay na to. All in it. Need to do is that you are telling yourself na kailangan ko. Like what Sheena is sharing here, need ko mag-sleep, ginagawa ko pa rin sa bahay before. Now, I let my kids know that I need to go to sleep pagdating ko galing work. Naintindihan nila ako, yes, and it doesn't make you less of a mother kung hindi mo magawa lahat para sa anak mo. Kasi that alone, working for them, that is important. Yes, skincare kahit nasa office, actually important yan. Skincare, yeah. Skincare is one way to actually have, not to have good skin, but to make you feel like, hey, ginawa ko to para sa sarili ko kasi kailangan ko to. So the one is on a daily basis. The second one is on demand. On demand. Itong on demand, di ba there are activities that you do weekly? Like for example, on every other week, you go to the, baka you go to the spa or yung nagpapa manicure or pedicure, nagpapa thread ng brows. Ako miss ko nang gawin. I need to go to Bro Studio soon. And you have to learn also to, for example, you have a challenging situation, you have an event, di ba? Pag may event, kahit na masaya yan, kasal, birthdays, celebrations. Well, they're happy events, but actually it can be very tiring. So these are the on-demand thing. Once a week activity, during event, or mga happy occasions, you still need to refill yourselves. So you need to do that on demand when your body starts speaking yung iba, pag may masama ng pakiramdam sa kalanaki self-care, kailangan yon. Yung sinabi ko kanina, there are things that you need to read the foundations, good sleep, good diet, movement, and of course, hygiene, you need to do it daily. On demand, dagdagan mo pa. When your head is too full, yung ang dami mong iniisip, kailangan ko lang muna sigurong mag-window shopping. Not really shopping, but window shopping. Sa dami na inisip ko, kailangan ko lang mag-deviate. Okay. When your emotions are skewing, parang, ay, grabe na, ang dami ko nang, parang mananakit na ako. Have you been in that situation? Yung gusto niya nang manakit. Sa dami ng yung parang hindi naman nakakainis talaga yung sitwasyon pero gusto niyo nang manakit and that's really on demand. So here, huwag ka nang manakit, lumabas ka na lang, yung sarili mo na lang asikasuhin mo kasi kailangan mo yun at that moment. When also when there's relationship challenges, 'di ba, pag you fight with your husband or meron kang issue sa nanay mo, sa kapatid mo, parang teka lang, hindi ako okay. Pag pinagtuloy-tuloy ko to, magbi-beast mode ako. Yan, magiging monster mode ako. So yan, dagdagan ng self-care dyan sa mga panahon na yan. Work demands. For example, there are some work that alam nila na papasok yung bulk ng work during month end or yung iba naman during the third week. Dito yung really I need to be focused kasi yung deadline. So here, come to think of it. Alam mo na itong panahon na to, mas ito yung work demands mo, grabe. So dyan mo dadagdagan din yung self-care. Dyan mo rin dadagdagan yung self-care at dyan mo rin dadagdagan yung tulog at suporta sa sarili. This is the chance. Ito yung mga on-demand occasions. So there's the daily, the on-demand, and the last one during distressing circumstances. Like what I shared with you earlier, during really distressing circumstances, hindi naman magbabago yung mga pagkakataon. Hindi magbabago yung mga bagay. During distressing circumstances, the situation does not change, even if you do self-care. Right? Hindi naman nagbago, meron ka pa rin problema. Meron ka pa rin utang. Hindi rin nagbago kasi you still lost a loved one. Hindi rin nagbago kasi ikaw pa rin naman ang gagawa nun. Pero alam niyo yung nagbago. During distressing circumstances, self-care is an invitation for you to really put care into yourself. Because during the stressful and difficult circumstances, hindi mo mababago ang maraming bagay. We cannot control them. So what do you do? Shift your focus on supporting yourself. Since I cannot do anything about the situation, teka lang, I will just take this time to do this for myself. This will not change, but it will help you change. It will help you change your composure. It will help calm you. It will make you feel collected. It will also help you to recharge so that when you continuously face the difficult challenge, the difficult circumstances, may baon ka pa. You're still recharging yourself in the process. So as I was saying earlier, the past weeks has been very, let's just use the word toxic for me. And so what did I do? There are 2 days that I really lapsed. Talagang ganun ka-toxic. I was not able to take yoga. Pero inisip ko, teka, pero mas kailangan ko yung tulog kesa sa yoga. So okay, check. Pero nung isang beses na nakasingit ako, siningit ko talaga. Hindi ko siningit. Inuna ko. Sometimes, hindi natin pwedeng isingit. Kailangan nating unahin. Kasi pag pumasok na tayo, pag sinimulan na natin gawin yung mga ating nasa checklist, but when we start our day and we have not deposited enough for ourselves, you'll just realize na ang bilis naman ng araw. Naubos na yung mga dapat, naubos ka na. Hindi pa naubos yung dapat mong gawin. Di ba? Ano mauubos? Yung gagawin or ikaw, tayo ang mauubos. Hindi yung dapat nating i-attend to. So, unahin mo yung sarili mo. And the other day, in the midst of everything, alam ko nang wala akong magawa. So, we fetch our kids from school. And then, we just, you know, grab a fries on the way. And then, I told my son, let's have facial. Sabi ko, wala naman tayong magagawa ngayon. Alam ko, pagod na pagod din ako. Pero, let's have facial because he's a teenager. So, his pimples is, showing up. So, sabi ko sa kanya, let's have facial, you and me. Tapos, we'll just find our way home. And then, we did that. Am I sorry? No, I don't want to feel guilty because ano naman yung simpleng basic facial that somebody took care of me and I was able to give something nice and good, feel good for myself na antagal ko nang hindi ginagawa. So, that's in the middle of the stressing circumstances. Pero friends, alam ko minsan, you're in the middle of a fight, you're in the middle of a difficult situation. Minsan hindi natin pwedeng ma-access ang fries, hindi natin pwedeng ma-access ang mall, hindi natin pwedeng ma-access ang facial or ang spa. Saan ka pupunta? Balik ka dun sa mga gifts sa atin ni Lord. The Lord has given us tools. The Lord has already equipped us for us to be resilient. All we just need to do is maximize the power of self-care. So ano tong mga to? You can actually start touching yourself, like what you call soothing touch. In the mind of mindful self-compassion, this is called in the practice of mindful self-compassion, soothing touch. Yung parang, for example, you're not feeling too good. So minsan, you just massage your arms. So you just massage your arms para nasa office ka. Parang hinahawakan mo lang yung sarili mo because you're just actually trying to calm your nerves. And remember, when we're upset, diba, ang pinakamasarap is to actually hug someone. But at that point, you don't have anyone to hug. So why not give it to yourself? Why not just touch yourself? Me, I do that to my arms and also to my legs pag kailangan. Another one is actually do breathing. Either be mindful of your breathing. Either you do deep inhale and deep exhale. Another that is what you can do is actually yung sigh of relief. You are just, you know, inhaling all the blessings and exhaling the toxicity. So that sigh, it's actually helping reset our system. So sitting down and taking note of your breathing and, you know, just, you know, calming yourself through sigh, it won't cost a cent. It won't cost you anything. But try to notice what happens to you when you try to repeat it. It's actually helping calm your system. Your nerves and your conditioning is being rewired when you do this. So that's the first one, soothing touch. We need touch. We need deep breathing. And then sigh. And then the third one, actually movement. So movement again. Doc, paano in the middle of work, nag-exercise? Well, if you're in a meeting, try to stand up. Medyo maglakad-lakad ka muna doon sa likod ng conference room. Or maybe go to the bathroom and wash your face. You just need to move. The change of posture will change your physiology. When you change your physiology, pati yung hormones mo magbabago. So, am I making sense there? So, kailangan mo ba mag-spend? No. You just need to be intentional. All these things that I'm doing, all these things that I'm sharing with you, when you do self-care during distress, either in your daily life, on demand, or during difficult distress or in challenging situation, you don't need to do it at the expense of your finances. You need to do it simply because you would like to pour out some love for yourself so that you can serve people more. You can love your family more. You can do your work clearer and better. You can just tell people na, yes, I am toxic, but I am still taking care of myself. Kaya mo pang umiti? Hindi mo pa rin pinapabayaan ang sarili mo. So here, desperate times needs desperate measure. Huwag mong intayin magkasakit ka. Huwag mong intayin malosyon ka. Huwag mong intayin na magkaroon ka ng burnout or depression or a toxic stress before you take care of yourself. friends, hindi maganda ang singil ng mga bagay na to. So, mag-invest ka na. This is just like money investment. May interest. So that pag dumating yung panahon that there are circumstances that will crucially change us and challenge us, you know, marami kang mabubuting enerhiya. Kasi marami kang naipundar. Never run from an empty cup because you're gonna lose yourself. You're gonna just go haywired, both physically and emotionally and mentally. So friends, ito yung importante malaman nyo. All this I'm saying, self-care during distress, you can actually care for you. That's the main message that I'm saying. You can care for you. Kaya natin. Huwag mo nang intayin yung friend mong ayain ka mag-facial. Huwag mo nang intayin yung anak mo na i-affirm ka at sabihin sa'yo na, ma, tama na, matulog ka muna. Huwag mo naman intayin din yung asawa mo sabihin na, uy, alagay mo yung sarili mo para nag-iiba na itsura mo. Don't wait for other people to start taking notice. Be intentional in doing it for yourself so that you'll see the difference. That during distress, your circumstances may have not changed, but we change. Because we change how we treat ourselves. We treat ourselves with love, with kindness, and we treat ourselves because we are stewards of God's creations. And tayo mismo, we are part of that creation, right? And because of that, friends, please, we are on the last leg. I am inviting you here. Promise, lahat ng sinabi ko dito, mas ma-expound in this session, and it will be more expounded in this book. Let me invite you to this. You Can Care for You, an online book launch. We'll have a learning session on the soul and science of self-care coming this August 31, 7 p.m. It's going to be online. I'm going to be joined by Dr. Dito Ilbaton, Ana Nugidula, and Ara Fernando to talk about different facets of self-care. I'm just so excited for this because we all need to hear from other people also. And the summary of that is put in the book that I have. And so I invite you also, please do come with me. Do come with me in this learning session because the 1,000 pesos you pay, Doc, ang mahal, yes. Kasi nagbayad ka sa learning session, natuto ka sa akin at sa 3 other people. You get the physical copy of the book. And importantly, you get to donate to the Pastoral Care Ministry. If you're interested to know our services, check out the Light of Jesus Pastoral Care Ministry here in Facebook. So, friends, I hope that you can join me so we can engage more. I can see your faces in Zoom and that you can just support this cause so that we can help other people love more through proper self-care. So, alam kong marami dito na nakapag-register na. So, wag mong panghinayangan itong i-register mo dito sa session na to dahil tinulungan mo yung sarili mo, nakatulong ka pa sa iba. That's the main message. We care for ourselves. You can care for you so that you can care more for God's work. So, I hope that you do register. Somebody from Facebook will actually put the link. Kung meron bang our team from Facebook can share the link here. Here in the chat. So I hope, friends, that you learn to take care of yourself kasi desperate times needs desperate measure. At ang isa sa pinaka-importanting measure natin, alam nyo, it's self-care. So I'm sending also the link so for you to register in the I think our registration ends this weekend. So please secure your slots. We have some slots left for you. So bigay mo na ito sa sarili mo. Irigalo mo na ito sa sarili mo. Nakatulong ka pa sa iba. So friends, that's what coffee break. Hindi na pala ako nakikita dahil sa banner ko. Sorry. So that's what coffee break is for. I hope that you share this also. Kung gusto mong magregalo niyan sa isang mabuting kaibigan, alam niyang mong kailangan niya, please do so. So, help me and support me here as I support other people and as I support the light of Jesus Pastoral Care Ministry. This is Dr. Michelle Alignay. I hope you learned a lot in the series of self-care talks. Hindi pa tayo tapos, magkikita ulit tayo next week. Pero mas maganda makita tayo sa book launch. You Can Care for You, friends. This is Dr. Michelle Alignay for Coffee or Tea Break. Take care of yourself so you can have more to give. See you!